Morning, good afternoon, good evening. Here we go. I've got a signal. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to Making Sense of the Bullshit, or what was I calling it? Power, corruption, lies, and money. So some combination of all of the above is basically what's going on. If you follow the money, what you get to is profits from vaccines. And if you follow the money, you get to shareholders in vaccine companies and people who hold trademarks for processes, pharmaceutical processes. And I know that the directors of pharmaceutical companies are legally obliged to maximize the income for their shareholders. But that doesn't mean that you can exploit the entire world. It doesn't mean that you can bribe officials or put placemen in place on committees to manipulate the results of research. Doesn't mean that. It means that you do it legally and ethically and fairly. There's no point in having charities set up to improve society if at core you're corrupting society at the highest level by your activities. It makes no sense to do that. You can corporate social responsibility in the context of pharmaceutical companies and big oil companies is basically bollocks. It's basically fucking bollocks. It's contradiction in terms. Because at the highest level, they're corrupt. Let's just not make any bones about it. They're fucking corrupt. They're exploiting the planet, exploiting everybody on the planet, funneling money into the back pockets of directors and board members in the terms of share options and what have you, for doing not very much. I mean, what on earth are people getting share options for when there's been no economic activity or minimal economic activity for 15 months? All it takes is setting the process up that keeps the company going and letting it happen. There's no actual day-to-day decision-making to be going on. I think it's completely overrated, all this directorships and board memberships and all that bollocks. Overrated. It's not like you have to actually do all that much. You can turn up, take the share options, agree with what everybody else in the room says, don't question any of it, and then take your pension at the end. And you haven't actually done anything to justify the wage or the pension. So I'm not in a good mood as far as all that business is concerned today. I've got a little bit of stuff to get off my chest. I'm going to have a look on YouTube, though, see what I can find. So that's the opening monologue. I'm hoping this is going to work properly because it's showing me a poor connection, so it may not record particularly well, but we'll see. I'll give it another 5 minutes and see if the connection improves. And if it doesn't, here we go, it's starting to come back again. It's a bit temperamental, though, a little bit temperamental. Let's have a look at YouTube, see what I can find on there to play for. I'll make this half an hour, so I'll finish at 5 o'clock, have a break, and then there's a show at 6 o'clock my time, so it gives me an hour to find some new material. clip from Russell Brand from a couple of years ago of vaccine gold rush. Rush, do you trust Bill Gates? Takes a little while to load, but it'll get.
Moving a vaccine from, say, a J&J factory into a factory in India.
I'm not even on body language, but I think that this either I'm lying or I'm in Laura Linardi.
If you believe, as Bill Gates, the philanthropist, does, that vaccines are the answer to getting the world back on its feet and life back to normal, would you prevent the vaccines being produced en masse and distributed as widely as possible? What are the aims of Big Pharma and Bill Gates in this global vaccine issue?
Poor nations are stepping up their fight for equal access to vaccines. They're trying to convince nations to support their request for a waiver on patent rights.
Of course, the story we're always told about patents and privatization is we require the ingenuity of capitalists and private firms in order that we might get these medicines or technological advances upon which our culture and very society depends. But the reality is that often these medicines or technological advances are developed at taxpayer expense, and their ingenuity amounts to getting us the bloody pay for it, and then they profit from it.
Yeah, but that is quite ingenious. You would afford that. No, but not because I'm not a genius. It's because I'm a nice person. Too late now. Shut up.
The US is one of several nations resisting the request at the World Trade Body, arguing it would discourage innovation.
When Oxford University began their work, they initially promised to create an open source vaccine that could be reproduced by anyone with the capacity to do so. This would allow countries on the receiving end of decades and centuries of colonialism and modern form perpetuated primarily by corporations to produce their own vaccines. Unfortunately, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which practices its own form of colonialism by manipulating healthcare systems of entire nations, intervened and pushed Oxford to partner with a pharmaceutical company. The university then signed an exclusive deal with AstraZeneca, giving it sole rights without any commitment to keep vaccine prices low. This is the thing I feel that I object to, that we are told that these innate and inherent principles of competition and ingenuity must be respected in order for excellence to flourish and thrive. But in fact, the reality is the principles of socialism are practiced at the point of development and then rejected at the point of profit.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No. I like Bill Gates. No. Well, because I've done all this work. It's my money. It's mine. I'm in charge of it. I'm in charge of the World Health Organization. I've done all this work. Fuck you. It's sort of amazing, isn't it? Because there's a sort of push to make vaccines mandatory in order that we can get back to a kind of normal that was bloody awful anyway, ignoring many of the glaring lessons that have been shown to us by this unique situation. And if that was the true agenda, let's get back to normal, this vaccine is a good thing, let's make it accessible to as many people as possible, then you'd go, yeah, sure, reproduce it, manufacture it, it's not about money. Like, why is it not a good thing then? Why is it not a good thing?
Why not?
Well, there's only so many vaccine factories in the world.
And I own all of them. I'm saying no. So there it is.
And people are very serious about the safety of vaccines.
You know when, like, Joe Rogan sort of says, like, oh, I'm 21 years old, you shouldn't have to have a vaccine. What's the point? You get better from coronavirus. Everybody's like, hey, you're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. You're not a bloody doctor. Guess who else ain't a doctor? Bill Gates. Oh, it's all right when he does it.
And so moving something that had never been done, moving a vaccine from, say, a J&J factory into a...
I'm not an expert on body language, but
It's
novel. It's only because of our grants and our expertise that can happen at all. The thing that's holding things back in this case is not intellectual property. There's not like some idle vaccine factory with regulatory approval that makes magically safe vaccines.
That's a laughable idea, an idle vaccine factory.
I present to you this article from the AP in an industrial neighborhood on the outskirts of Bangladesh lies a factory with gleaming new equipment imported from Germany. Its immaculate hallways lined with hermetically sealed rooms. It's operating at just a quarter of its capacity. It is one of three factories that the AP found on three continents whose owners say they could.
Right, I'm trying to let this find its own level. But
start producing hundreds of millions of COVID-19 vaccines on short notice if only they had the blueprints and the technical know-how.
Well, there you are then. There literally is a factory gleaming. It's not even moderately clean. It's like a palace of vaccine production. Whether you think about vaccines with regard to this particular issue, you surely would have to agree that if you did think that vaccines were the solution, you would want as many people as possible to have access to the vaccines. Unless, of course, what you were primarily concerned about was power, profit and control. And from what I've understood, as just a casual hobbyist observer of globalism and capitalism, those three things, power, control, profit, etc., they seem to be pretty important. And one might even argue, even more important than that other great priority of these billionaires, good old-fashioned philanthropy and kindness.
I present also to you John Fulton, president of BioLease in Canada, who says he could be making millions of doses today if the know-how had been shared. We've been passed over. We've got this production capacity, and it's not being put to use. If we had started this last year, we could have shipped millions of doses by now. This is supposed to be like a wartime effort, everyone in it together, but that does not seem to be the case.
They use that argument all the time, don't they? That this is a unique situation, we have to behave differently, we have to sacrifice freedoms, we have to allow new legislation to pass, we mustn't speak about it negatively or even objectively or even curiously. It has to just be, look, let's step back here, this is a difficult, challenging time. But here we see clearly, plainly, the incentives and imperatives for the pursuit of profit, business as usual. The exploitation of a unique opportunity to increase profit. The only way, I believe, to demonstrate that that wasn't the agenda would be to allow the production of these vaccines without any concession to profit or personal gain, i.e. do hand over the blueprints. Now, of course, there'll be a counter-argument. Oh, no, we would do that if we could. The elaborate dances, the mask that must be performed in order to conceal the truth, we only care about profit and power. You know, when all roads seem to point in that direction, you have to start to assume that that is the intention, that that is the objective, that that is the agenda, concealed or otherwise.
And finally, I present to you the words of Manuel Martin, a policy advisor to Doctors Without Borders. The Gates organization dampened early enthusiasm by saying that IP is not an access barrier in vaccines. That's just demonstrative. False.
Let's see how the companies that are producing these vaccines have fared since this pandemic. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson have promised investors they'll soon hike COVID-19 vaccine prices, indicating they plan to return to more commercial pricing as early as later in the year. The vaccines are already poised to be some of the most lucrative drugs of all time. The companies are expecting to bring in billions in profit this year alone. Pfizer executives announced that the company's coronavirus vaccine was projected to bring in $15 billion this year from sales, making it one of the highest grossing pharmaceutical products of all time. That
got to be a factor, hasn't it? Like, you can't sort of go, yeah, but that's just the sort of inadvertent side effect of all our humanitarian. Oh, look, I've been so bloody philanthropic, I'm a billionaire, look! AstraZeneca revealed its annual profits have more than doubled to nearly $4 billion and plans to reward its chief executive, Pascal Soria, a big increase in bonuses, 650% of his $1.3 million base salary. That's not even a good way of structuring the bonus to salary ratio. That's what I object to, most of all. The bonus is bigger than the salary. You can't even understand what your job is, if that's the way that it works. That's my issue here. The ratios.
The other good news is that the actual death rate from this epidemic in the poorest countries is actually quite low.
Well, don't look great in India, Bill. As a matter of fact, they look like they could do with this vaccine if it's so effective.
The US, the UK, and others will be able to make sure that the vaccines are now going to the developing countries.
Stephen Briani in The Guardian said, Gates acts like an optimist, but he has a truly dismal vision of the world. We can't make more vaccines, we can't compromise profits, we can't trust poor countries with our technology, and they'll get their scraps after we eat. Gates may have good intentions and has undoubtedly achieved some positive things, but should we be outsourcing public health policy to an unaccountable capitalist who none voted for? The answer is obviously yes. If you disagree with that, you're obviously a communist or conspiracy theorist. So we'll continue to make these videos about this peculiar global situation and the many interesting areas of conversation, debate, including the areas that are impossible to discuss publicly because it becomes very, very challenging. If you like this video, press like so that I get better distribution. If you've got anything to say, comment down below. Tell us about other stuff you'd like us to talk about. Aspects of this.
That's Russell Brand. The video is called Vaccine Gold Rush, Do You Trust Gates? Question mark. My answer is no, I fucking don't trust Bill Gates. I was like, I'd throw him. But there's not very much I can do about it apart from just talk about it, tell people why. And honestly, the guy might at some point have had good intentions, but if the end result is profit for a company he's got investments in and people not getting access to patents, then fuck him. No. Just tell him to go fuck himself, ultimately. And do it a different way. Do it with ivermectin, for example, which is a preventative and a treatment. And it's extremely cheap, extremely easy to manufacture, and easily available for poor and wealthy countries. There you go. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking with it.